There we go. So yeah, basically in this module, we're just going to talk a little bit about some programs that we have, some offers that Microsoft has that can, you know, be very beneficial to you. And then after that, we'll just kind of wrap it up with a quick Q&A. We'll take some questions from you guys and do our best to answer them.
Yeah, so I think the way to put it is we have 5 minutes of telling you about a couple programs. This is the time to submit your questions before we can go ahead and wrap up for the whole day.
Yeah, so while we're rambling, just go ahead and... Yep.
So the first one is one that we already kind of mentioned earlier. This is the Unity, which is specific for Unity developers. So this is, you know, unique in that Microsoft doesn't have many of these where we have a partnership with a partner like Unity to do these. But it's very simple. The way it works is if you already have a game or if you're working on a game and are willing to share as a SAP or a kind of binary version of your game so we can see it, you go to our website, which is wpdevcenteroffers.com, and you apply for membership in the program. And then we have multiple levels. Level one, the benefit from there is that you're going to get a developer license. So your $19 that we talked about earlier, or the $99 if you're a company, will give you a voucher that you can use to register. You get a Windows 8.1 license. So remember earlier we talked about a 90-day eval license. Here you can actually begin with your 90-day, but then you can convert it and keep it for you. Which is kind of up to a $200 value with regards to if you were going to pay for the full OS without an upgrade or anything like that. You actually get a Unity Asset Store voucher, which is good. If you need an asset or a plugin, you can actually use that. You kind of get what we call the priority review for promotion, right? So your game here... it's interesting. One minute. Oh, the developer device is at the top. Your game here will actually be reviewed for you to be considered for a promotion. When you submit to the game, if you get picked up for promotion, that's a guaranteed significant higher revenue for you. Like if I've had games where if I get picked up, I'm seeing 10x or even 50x more downloads.
Yeah.
So it's a really great thing. If you have a great game, this increases your chances quite a bit because at this point you're no longer competing with the 7,000 apps that were uploaded on a day. You're actually competing with the five apps that were part of special programs for that week. So this really, really increases your chances.
Yeah, I can speak to that from experience as well. Like when we released our game, we're such a small company. Nobody's really heard of us. We did something kind of cool, which is kind of another method, but we targeted seasonality. So we had a game that was popular, and for those of you who didn't catch from where I'm from, I'm from Canada. So it was Canada Day. We had a Canadian game released on Canada Day. So we got picked up and featured because they were featuring Canadian apps in the store. It was unbelievable. It was like a hockey stick of like exponential growth. I was sitting there watching it going, oh my God, I can't believe these many people are actually playing my game right now. It was unbelievable. So yeah, getting featured in the store is huge. You're going to see such a huge growth in downloads just from one feature. And usually what happens is you get featured in a bunch of the local stores. So you'll get featured in Canada and the US and maybe over in Turkey or wherever it might be. Canadian flag, I love it.
Yep. And then the last benefit, which I actually left for the end for level one, is that you get a device. So when you email us, if you have your game and it's on the Apple Store or Android Store, you just tell us, hey, here's my game. We validated the company and all that. And then you get a developer device that you can use for your testing. Otherwise, we need to see your game. And as soon as you submit it, you get a developer device that, again, you can use for testing and development on your side. So it's very, very... It's a huge benefit that that everybody who has a game should take advantage of.
Yes.
Because the bar is very low. We pretty much require the game to have good gameplay, be a real game, be a little bit more than an exercise. And the bar is very low to get into level one. After that, we go into a level two where we pretty much validate or ensure that you try to ensure that you succeed. We get all the level one benefits, so the device, the voucher, the licenses and all that, you still get that. But then here you get 1 million ad impressions promoting your app. So so you'll get a lot, like 1 million ad impressions if you have...
That's huge for an indie startup.
Speaking of with an indie game, that's pretty good. So that's what you're looking at. You actually also get a feature placement on the Unity Gallery where they showcase Windows Store, Windows Phone apps. So again, more developers seeing, maybe somebody picking up your game and saying, hey, you know, their local studio, what can we do together and things like that. I've heard of stories like that. So, from there, because you've already kind of in this case, you get another priority review. So you get an option for either a higher promotion, or if you haven't been reviewed and you get picked up for level two, this just pretty much increases your odds of getting promoted on the store. And then the last benefit, which is brand new and we're just starting now, is that every month we get together, we look at all of the Unity games that were submitted, and we figure out, hey, which one would be really cool to play on Xbox One? If we see something in there that we like, then we reach out to you and tell you, hey, would you like to be an ID at Xbox? And if you haven't kept up with ID at Xbox, that's our indie developer program for Xbox One. And they have very limited capacity on how many developers they're pushing through, how many titles they're pushing through. And they have like a queue that says, oh, there's 10,000 titles that have been submitted for consideration. So being one of the three is, again, a huge, huge jump in a long queue. It's something that if you're interested in getting into Xbox One, this is actually a much quicker way. For those that are waiting, this can get you much farther ahead of the line.
Yeah.
That's cool. There's other levels there that depending on how good the games are, we can provide a little bit more support and a little bit more benefits. But with these two, it's, especially level two, it's definitely you're on your path to success. With level one, you're on a path to a good app. With level two, you're definitely, a little bit more, having a little bit more insurance or a little bit more doubling down on, towards your success.
Yeah, it's our way of helping you succeed, right? And yep. Getting you that next extra step.
Yep. The other program that we wanted to make sure that people heard about, it's funny, we were at Unite 2 weeks ago and we talked about BizSpark, and I was amazed how many people didn't know, or the people that had heard about BizSpark.
But didn't know the details of it.
Or they thought, oh, that's not for games, that's not for studios, right? So for us, BizSpark is the program that we have for all of our startups. It's kind of any venture that you're doing, out there, as long as you're a young company, so there's some criteria there. So, you have to be
in existence for under 5 years. Yep. You need to be making less than $1 million a year, and you can only have a certain amount of employees. I don't remember the exact number. I know it's in the 20 range.
Yep. And so it doesn't matter if you're a studio, go. If you're studios, you can apply. You can get all the benefits, and you get huge benefits. We talked about it earlier, right? Like developer licenses, operating system tool license. You get full MSDN licenses in there. You get a specific amounts of free Azure cloud services every
month.
Which
is awesome. Yeah, yep. You get 150 credits for Azure every month. So, you can run your servers in there. You can have your high score table up there. And you're probably not even going to pay for much of it, right? Because those credits do go a long, long way. Yep. And like you were saying, you get all that software. You get Dreams or Visual Studio. You get the Ultimate SKU. Right, you get access to Team Foundation Server in the back end. You get Visual Studio Online. You get Office. Like, there's just it's an all-in-one package to get your startup up and going without having to pay anything. It's pretty amazing.
Yep, and it's a multi-year. Like when you sign up, you get accepted for multiple years.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's not a one-year thing. It's a continuation, and you I think it's like 3 years or something that you get full support from us.
Yep, and again, it's just visibility towards other programs because Microsoft has a lot of BC and accelerators and venture programs that you can join, and if you get picked up that way, it's a very easy way to accelerate your success.
Yeah, it helps put you in connection with that community that's out there doing the venture capital stuff. The accelerators, they're all connected, and just being part of that BizSpark community is going to open you up to the ability to chat with them. So yeah, definitely worth checking out. I tell every startup or small studio that I'm working with, if you're not on BizSpark, here's my laptop, sign up now, because it's so valuable, right? It's going to save you a pile of work, and who wants to spend all that money when you're first getting started, right? Like, it's kind of like Microsoft helping you, propping you up, right? So very
yep.
Cool.
And then this last slide, just for the whole day, we'll make sure we share any any samples and any things that are worth sharing and links with Chris, so you can put them in the BA, in the MBA. But we do have, as part of the Unity Learning Center, that's a really great resource for people to learn. And Unity has some porting sites that you can go in there and learn about porting to Windows. So a lot of what we covered here, I think this is kind of a refresh on some of the old content. Like, you had done this training before.
Last year we did this. Yeah.
I think what we've done is, like, a lot of that content is the same, or some of that content is the same, but as Unity has progressed, some things have gotten better, and we've kind of iterated and evolved on that. So make sure you go look at the porting site and get tips from there, and then converge with some of the things you heard about today, and, you know, you'll be better off.
Yeah, and if you're looking for specific, like, you know, just Unity in general, definitely check out the MBAs from the past couple of days when they go live, because some great content there. So if you're just starting out with Unity, you know, obviously, if you're watching this, you might probably already have some experience with Unity, but, you know, if you know someone that's looking for that, that's a great resource as well.
Yep.
About 2 or 3 weeks, apparently, it's going to be live, so that's really cool.
And that's it, unless you have some questions there.
Well, we have a couple of miscellaneous tools. You want to run through the miscellaneous tools real quick?
Yeah,
you skipped over it, so.
Yep, I skipped one slide. So tools, some of the tools that we talked about today, we talked about Scan.Xamarin, we talked about UnityVS. Other two that I liked a lot, ILSpy, just for converting projects. Like, sometimes I have JavaScript, and we talked today about .NET partial core and all that. And in some cases, for me, it's easier to just go in there and convert some JavaScript from one to the other, from one language to the other. So ILSpy can be useful for that. And then for all of this stuff, if you want to learn, if you want to go into Prime31 and see how they're making calls onto your tiles or the store or anything like that, you want to troubleshoot something, having some sort of decompiler or like ildasm or .peek or reflect or something that you can go in and look at the source for the plugins and any library that you might get from somebody would be useful. So we just include
That's really big, and that's a good tool set for any developer to have, right? You should be able to decompile a code and kind of walk through it and understand what it's doing, so definitely good to check that one out.
Yep. Questions.
Questions. Okay, so we got a few questions here. We'll start with this one here. So basically, they're asking, for premium apps, you said you could unify Windows Store apps and Windows 8 apps, so purchasing one would get you both. Mm-hmm. But what if you wanted to charge $2.99 for one and, say, $4.99 for the other one? If someone buys the phone version, can you still offer the Windows version for the difference of $2? So they're basically asking, if I've already purchased it on one platform, can I upgrade to the other platform for a small fee?
Yep. So so out of the box, there's no way to do that. Because if you look at the API, there was three properties we look at, right? We look at is trial, is active, and then expiration date, if it has a specific trial date or something like that. So out of the box, there's no way to do that. Obviously, if you do in-app purchase and you just offer your application for free as a trial and then you get them to convert, you can do that pretty easily because it can be one app, it can be free on both. We talked about the durable or the consumable transferring back and forth. So you can definitely check, has this person already purchased something on the phone? And now I'm going to give them the
offer them a discount. You know, you'd have to do that yourself, right? You're not going to be able. We don't have any out of the box support for that, so you're going to have to roll that yourself. But there are ways to go about it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to roll it yourself. So I haven't seen many apps that follow that model, but it'd be interesting to see.
And again, reach out to us if you get that up and going. We'd love to understand how you did it and maybe talk about it to others, right? So by all means, reach out to us.
Yep.
Another one is: does the Windows Store offer its own analytics platform? So I talked a little bit about the fact that the Windows Store has analytics built into it for downloads, purchases, location, I believe, as well. But if you want to go a little deeper, you got to use something else. So they're asking, does Microsoft have something there?
Yep. So we don't have something that comes from Microsoft. There's some of the services that offer analytics are already on the store. So you can go get a third-party service for analytics. Microsoft does not have anything. Our store actually gives you, again, the demographics.
Yeah.
I call it more the demographics. You know, where they came from and languages and countries and stuff like that are there. But if you want something like, you know, say, CareerSystem or anything that like the equivalent of a Google Analytics or a Fireworks or something like that, go to the services.windowsstore.com and see what we have there.
Yeah. There's one called Game Analytics. Believe it or not, it's called just Game Analytics, and it's very fine-tuned for game analytics. And I've used it on the Windows platform, Windows Store, had no issues, works really well. So check out that one too if you get a chance. Is there any plugin which supports offline ads? Basically to say, if the internet's not working or the user's turned off internet connection, are we able to display ads and then earn money off that?
Yep. So, no, not actually, not that I know of.
I'm not aware of anything.
I mean, if you're offline, the only thing that you could do is if you own your own, you know, series, or if you work a deal with somebody.
Like what I was saying, display your own, right?
Yep, that's the only thing that I see you could do, and it would be really hard to track because people can cheat and all kinds
of things. How do you know they viewed it, right?
Yep, so I don't know of any, but it's a good question. I'll have to check.
Yeah, we'll take a look around, see if we can find anything on that.
Yep.
Just seeing if there's anything else. We got one question. So basically, can we talk a little bit about the Prime 31 ads plugin for Microsoft? So you want to tell them a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's trivial, right? All Prime 31 did is they wrapped the PubCenter. It goes against PubCenter. And it's just all you're getting is the free plugin where they've written the whatever it was, probably 400 lines of code that were needed in order for asked for you to host your application inside in a Windows Store process, a Windows Home process. So it goes up in PubCenter. Pretty much you bring the plugin, you enter your PubCenter ID and, a couple of IDs, and you're pretty much done.
Yeah, it's like a drag and drop situation. You drop it in, it's going to come up on the side in your inspector, say, what's your PubCenter ID number and what's your ad ID number? You punch those two in, you fire it up, away you go. Good to go.
Yep.
You can do other things too, like you can set rotations, set sizes and stuff like that with inside of it, but generally that's all you really need to do to get it up and going.
Yep, and Prime 31 also has an AdMob one, mm-hmm. So they do have their own plugin for AdMob. We just, when we worked out the deal where we said, hey, these are the ones that are going to be free, obviously we were like, hey, if people want to use AdMob, they can pay, but it's probably like $30 or $40 would be my
guess. I'm not sure of the price, but I know it's not too expensive. So if you were using AdMob and you wanted your own plug, you wanted to use a prepackaged plugin, that's definitely a way to go. But again, if you take a look at some of this code, like the PubCenter and even AdMob, it's very, very easy to get those included in your app or game already. So we talked about how to write your own plugin. Maybe that's your project, right? Maybe you roll your own ad plugin.
Yep. And for the most part, if you the way ads get incorporated into our processes are usually because we talked about there being a swap chain and that's where Unity is writing, and the rest of it is SAML. So the rest of it is the way we standard standard integration from ads onto any SAML project. So for example, if you decide, hey, I want to do AdMob and I don't want to buy a plugin, just go download the sample for integrated AdMob into any SAML app, which I know there's samples because I've reviewed them. And there you just copy and paste that code and you're like already there. There's nothing, a lot of these plugin vendors, there's nothing Unity specific. You just need to understand the relationship between your ad and whatever your swap chain is, and make sure that either your game is not covered and all that, and that's pretty easy to do with regards to the integration.
It's not too difficult. I've rolled my own, so it's pretty simple to do.
Yep.
So let's take one last question before we take off here. Is there any review process for the apps, and how many days does it usually take to go live?
Yep. So there's definitely a review process. When you submit your app, if you run it through WAC and everything on your side and you pass, I think the way I look at it is it used to be that the SLA, so they always told people, oh, it's 5 business days for us to review. That was the SLA like when we started. I think over the first year or so, they were doing 1 or 2 day average to review. And then as of, I think it was either January or March, we even accelerated. So now we're literally like, I'm hesitant to tell you the hours because I don't want you to hold me against it. But literally I submit apps and 4 hours later they're started. I get the
email. I was going to say, I've had that too.
You've passed certification. And then the 4 hours later, it's actually the certification process is very quick. And then after that, it does need to replicate throughout all our CDN. And that takes a couple hours extra. So don't hold me against it and say, oh, I expected that every one of my apps will be certified.
It depends on how much they got in the queue too, right? If they got a bunch of people submitting games or apps, it might take a little bit longer, but generally it's a pretty quick process. Yeah. And like I said before, if you get rejected from the store, the printout that they give you is phenomenal. So you can actually walk through it and pretty much rectify any issues that you have pretty quickly.
Yeah. So, it's definitely in the one, like I would say same day is very common. Definitely quote us for a 1 or 2 days, response time with regards to being able to hear about whether you pass or fail certification.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's not like iOS store where I go for a week.
I wasn't going to say it. I'm glad you did, but yes, yeah, you can take it.
It's my experience. I don't know if everybody, they probably have me on the queue of,
They probably see your name and they're like, no, we're not going to put this guy's app through.
They let it pass eventually, so I've never been failed, but it's always taken forever for me to hear back.
Awesome. So, well, some really good questions. Thank you very much, guys. As always, thank you for tuning in. If you like the content that you saw today, please let us know by filling out the survey. I took the survey at the end. It's a really good way for us to kind of get feedback. Let us know, did you enjoy it? You know, should we bring these presenters back? This type of stuff, right? Let us know how things are. So definitely take the time to fill that out. Other than that, thank you very much for tuning in, and happy coding.
Yep. Thank you.